that faith that I receive. It's by faith I'll overcome. It's by faith I'll see the sun. It's by faith that I believe. It's by faith that I receive. It's by faith I'll overcome. It's by faith.
Oh, one more time, every hand raised, give God praise.
Oh, it's by faith.
Yes, Lord.
I believe. It's by faith that I receive. It's by faith I'll overcome. It's by faith I'll see the sun.
Give the Lord a hand clap of praise and worship. Hallelujah.
Worship His name. Thank you, Father.
You're worthy, Lord. Yes, yes. Yes. Yes, He's worthy. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Whew. That's how you approach the Word of God. Expect to get something out of that. Hebrews chapter 11. Praise His glorious name. My, He's so worthy of praise, ain't He? My, I don't know how I keep quiet anymore when I think of all He does for me day in, day out. He is worthy of praise.
Yes, amen.
Thank you, Lord God. Hebrews chapter 11. Hallelujah. Verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Go ahead to verse 6, please. But without faith, it is impossible to please Him, for he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world, and became heir of the righteousness, which is, can we say this together?
By faith.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Somebody appreciates the Word of God.
Yes, amen.
Bow our heads together for a word of prayer. If you have a need, go ahead and lift that to the Lord as we approach His Word. Heavenly Father, we know that there's many needs in the people's hearts, Lord, and even sometimes we don't know what we have need of, but there's just a burden inside of us, Lord. Even the prophet himself said he walked with years with this burden over and over and over again. But one day, Lord, you said, "Will you walk with me?" And he said the burden just left, Father. And that's what we want tonight. Lord, if there's any burdens in the house of God, if there's any sin in our lives, Lord, we just want to walk with you where the blood of Christ just washes all of our sins away. All of who we were, Lord, let that old man just die and rot. Lord, let the new man created in holiness and pure holiness. May that be the man that is living in our lives, Father. We approach your word. May it fulfill the needs of every person in this building. We commit the service to your hands. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. You may be seated. How many appreciated the services last Thursday and Sunday? I appreciated those brothers coming and speaking the word for us. I was thoroughly fed. Especially Brother Sampson, he's got a few of them good things there. My God's one, but he ain't single. Oh, I took that one home. I ate that one up for a while. He and Brother Alexander yesterday when he was going through it, and he actually left it here for that old little whiskey bottle. He said, "My, you know, this was corrupt, this was evil at one time, but then we washed it, we cleaned it, we purified it, and we put the water in there, and look, it's good now."
Yes, amen.
Some people look at that and go, "What, it still looks like it was there?" No, it's been cleaned. And sometimes they'll say that about you. "Oh, you look like the same old person I remember. You know, you kind of got the same haircut. You know, you kind of look..." No. There's been a change take place in my life. I'm not what I used to be. I might look like a whiskey bottle, but I ain't no whiskey bottle. I might look like an old fountain of sin, but that old man died a long time ago. I got a fountain of living water coming out of my soul. Hallelujah. And aren't you glad you ain't waiting for some rain, some revival to sweep over? Because if you are, it's long gone. You need a revival in your heart. And it's to the individual in this day. It is you and Christ alone, the bride and the Word, which is Christ becoming one.
Yes, hallelujah.
To where you don't have to look around to find God, you're pecking Him.
Yes, amen.
Hallelujah. And as we look at this subject, I just always seem to feel to go back and make sure we understand what we're approaching. We've been in this faith chapter for a little while now. We need to keep in mind as we always approach this that every one of these qualifiers for these great saints that we think of, it said by faith.
Yes.
By faith Enoch, by faith Noah, by faith Abraham. It never gave any other qualifier besides that they packed faith. And what does faith do? It says amen to the word of God. It doesn't put a but after the word of God. It doesn't say maybe after the word of God. It says amen, which means so be it. Can you say amen today?
Amen.
Hallelujah. And not just promise that, oh, the bride will be there, but I will be there.
Amen.
Not the promise that the church is without spot or wrinkle, but that I am without spot or wrinkle, because I have not approached God in my own merit. I have come by the way of faith, and faith in the blood of Christ. And it didn't just lay there and do nothing to my life. It took my soul and it regenerated it. Where it was dead in sin and trespasses, couldn't find a way out, then a power came. And when sin and trespass tries to get in, it kicks sin back out. Stumble and fall. But guess what? A righteous man falls seven times. He don't stay down. He stands up. He says, try me again, Lord.
Yes.
I'm not giving up yet. Because it's not you fighting. The battle is the Lord's. And he that began the good work. Woo! I didn't start this in the first. He that began the good work will finish until the end.
Oh, yes.
And if you can just do that with your experience, and I mean throw all of it into Christ, you'll be a successful Christian, won't you?
Amen.
Anytime you throw yourself in the equation, what happens? You go ahead. You fail.
Mm-hmm.
You fail. You'll fail your own doctrines.
Yeah.
Much less everybody else's. Much less just God's. We're a failure to begin with, but aren't you glad there was something put in you?
Amen.
The faith that we're speaking of, there was a substance. It's real now.
Yes.
Faith ain't up here. Faith's in here.
Yes.
Faith is real. And there was a seed placed in your life before the foundation of the world, before you stepped foot, before you thought one thing, there was an anchor to your soul.
Yes, sir.
We walked around like sinners. We didn't know no different. We thought we were like everybody else, but for some reason, something couldn't settle in your life. You watch the sinner down the street, mind, he'll cut, steal, and lie, and whatever. He don't seem to bother with it too bad. You present a story just slightly off. You go home and cry for it, won't you?
Yes.
I'll give you a good example for this. Had a project in my one science class. We were supposed to go out and look at the North Star for however many days and see what it did and have a little protractor and check it out and all this. Well, I went out there, did this, looked this way, I don't see no North Star. They say it's the brightest one. So I found the brightest one I saw and I realized, I'm looking south, that can't be right. So I gave up on that and decided I'll just look it up. I'll just look up something, came up with some kind of a thing, and I just was guessing almost. I just made up some numbers that made somewhat sense with what I had read on the internet, tried to figure out, paste it all together, turn that thing in. I didn't know what to get off that. You know, you almost just praying, Lord, let this pass through, you know. Sure enough, I felt terrible when he came. He said, he's like, hey, you turning that assignment? I was like, yeah. He's like, I think you're going to be pretty happy with what you got. And I'm just, oh, God have mercy. I'm like, are you kidding me? Actually, it just goes to show you what kind of competition I was up against. The other kids in my class, if you got any hope in this generation, there ain't nothing left, okay? He said, you got an A-. Wow. In my heart, I'm going, if you only knew that I had no idea what I was doing. And I believe some of that's just the grace of the Lord sometimes. We're just trying to live life. We're trying to do what we're supposed to be doing. And things just kind of fall in place sometimes. Even in our mistakes and things, it just seems to work out, don't it? Isn't that just wonderful, the Lord? But I tell you what, just something in me, and I wish I could see the man again, because I would tell him, like, I didn't mean to deceive you, my friend. Maybe it looked good on paper, but I'll tell you right now, I'd never seen the North Star in my life. I might have, but I didn't know where it was. It actually gave me a pretty good grade in the class, and I'm grateful for that. But the point being is, as a Christian, you're not the same makeup as this world anymore.
Right.
Even the law of the flesh, the law of it fights against the law of your mind, but look, there's one's going to win. And if you're predestinated, one side's already won.
Right.
And that's the way we need to take our Christian experience. By faith, we're already there.
Right. Yes.
By faith, the battle's over.
Right. Yeah.
Look, I hope you hear what I'm saying tonight. Look, this is the revelation of the word for this day. The battle was settled before it started.
Yes.
That's what the word came to show. Oh my, in Luther's day, they thought, well, I believe by faith. Now it's over.
Yes.
And for a while, God allowed that, didn't he? Then it was like, oh my, now I feel like doing the right things and got sanctified and feel pretty holy, you know, and I know I do this, but I'm feeling better than I used to in the world. That's part of it, but that ain't the reason you're going to win. That ain't the reason you got victory. Then they said, oh my, the power of God came in a service. Isn't that right? The Pentecost. We feel His power. We feel His presence. Now we're going to overcome. Woo! Come on now. But what does it really bring when the Word comes? You had the power way back here. But now when that presence comes, it's not just on you and then leaves.
Right.
And it doesn't just come and go. It quickens something.
Yes. Yes.
As the Bible said, there's a presence that abides with us.
Amen.
Now you have to believe that. Look, the qualifier is by faith. You say it and you watch it materialize.
Yeah.
Because in you is not a man. It is God, the Creator.
Yes, amen.
And what He says goes.
Yes.
You say there ain't nothing there. There don't need to be nothing. He's the Creator.
Amen.
I don't got no victory. You say victory and it'll appear out of nothing.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on, brother. I believe.
Maybe we'll talk about Noah. Is that all right? Last week y'all got me going. I didn't even get to him. I thought I would. We studied through there about Enoch and how as we think, oh my, Enoch, what a wonderful man. He must have just been so holy. But we know it's the same. By faith, he kept pressing. He kept seeking. He kept walking with God. He wasn't running and he wasn't laying down. He was walking.
Amen.
Every day it was just a common thing for him to talk to God.
Yes, sir.
It was a common thing for him to be in the presence of God. Not to where he disrespected it, but because it was every day.
Yeah.
And that's the way you and I should be. We should come into the house of God. You should expect him to be here.
Yes, I do.
Yeah. Because he is.
Yes.
Amen. Right.
He's here whether you really want to believe it or not, because I believe, and I'm sure there's somebody else out here that does. That's two. So he's here.
Yes.
Chances are, anyhow, right? But I think there's a little bit more than just two. Because we didn't come together just to occupy a room and have somebody come up here and speak. We want the Word, which is Christ, to come. And the more that we know, by not by knowledge, but by revelation, which faith is powered by revelation. It's one and the same. For you to have faith, it must be revealed. It must be open. It shows you our total dependence on God.
Amen.
We think, oh, I'm healed, I'm healed, I'm healed. But one day, the revelation strikes.
Amen.
Then you walk out a well person, don't you?
Amen.
But what is it? What is the whole Christian fight? It's that little law in between there. When you see the promise of God, and when God allows it to come to be.
Right.
Because if anywhere in here, if you decide, oh, it's not true anymore, you'll miss this right here.
Yeah.
I can't help but believe how many times we've come right to the step, and right then we go, oh, but it still hurts. And we back away.
That's right.
Isn't that right?
Mm-hmm.
I'll go ahead and raise my hand. That happens to me.
Yes. Yes.
You go on the job, and I'm going to be in the presence of the Lord today. What happens? Somebody over here jibbing, just, man, would you shut up? Before you know it, you got a little arrogant, mad spirit, don't you? And you go, Lord, Hammer, I don't want this. But then you go, again, that thing in the inside, don't it? Can't handle that.
Right, amen.
That dove nature don't want no wolves around. It can't handle that nature. And it begins to put the body back under subjection to the Word.
Amen.
But you have to believe that.
Right.
You have to believe that if you say what the Word has said, it is packing more power than you could ever imagine. Right. And every devil, every flesh, every desire must come subject to what that Word has said.
Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. By faith, Enoch was translated. By faith, Abel offered a more excellent sacrifice than that God. And now we're on to by faith, Noah. Let's go ahead and read that together. Verse 7. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet.
Amen.
So guess what? That's how faith is going to work. If we're really the Omega Bride that we claim to be, we are the end of all types. We are where everything was pointing to.
Yeah.
We better be packing something like this. That though I can't see it, it still is.
Amen.
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 Noah heard from God, and that's all it was. He went to build it. When Noah heard from God, if we could go back and look at that, maybe here in a minute we will. He's 500. When God told him, he said, I will not always strive with man. His days will be 120 years. So Noah said, all right, it's time to get ready. And it wasn't in a day like the old movies want to say and all the histories want to say. It wasn't like that. Noah was making something that looked ridiculous to the rest of the world.
That's right.
They weren't all a bunch of barbarians. He looked like the barbarian.
Uh-huh.
Because they could have made steel and titanium and everything else, and they had the nice big airplanes and things and probably motor cars that didn't need gas, just run by solar power and all kinds of things that we couldn't imagine today. And here's a man taking a bunch of wood with holes in it.
Right.
Put some slime in there and getting all dirty at his hands. Yeah, you better get ready. You're a Christian. You're going to get a little dirty in your experience. Everybody else just lays around.
Right.
Oh, I'm a Christian. I feel so good. The denominations, you know, and don't know that they're being lulled to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Right down in the tribulation, the Christian's fighting.
Amen.
Christian's doing something with his experience. That proves whether you got something on the inside, because it must live. It must produce what it is. Faith is not head knowledge. Faith is a reality.
Amen.
And faith will produce what faith has said.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
And when Noah was warned of God, he couldn't just sit there and say, well, Brother Jehoshaphat down the road, he said it's kind of outrageous. Like Brother Bram said, they put up there and there ain't no water up there to even fall down. He could have wrestled with that, but Noah didn't play no games with that, because his faith didn't declare anything about that. The faith said, it's going to flood.
Yeah.
His faith said, this is the message of the hour.
That's right.
And to think, you know, he might have had a pretty good congregation when he started. I believe it. Every other messenger did, didn't they? When they started out preaching that word, oh my, everybody was there.
Yeah.
Noah, you're a great preacher, but I bet about the 500th time they heard, hey, repent, it's going to flood. Repent, it's going to flood. And say, no, ain't you got nothing else? No, you need to repent, because it's going to flood and you're going to die. There ain't no reason to talk about nothing else. And that's why even when I testify in the world, I've gotten to that point now. Have you received the Holy Ghost? Well, I don't know anything about it. Well, then ain't nothing else to talk about just yet until you get it.
Amen.
Because Brother Bram, I just read in Church of the Book, said until you receive the Holy Ghost, you can't understand the things of God.
Amen.
So there's no point in delving into serpent seed, delving into predestination, until you can identify that you're a part of it. It means nothing.
Amen.
What good is it for me to know that Dad is saved, but I'm going to hell?
Yeah.
What good is that revelation to me? It doesn't mean anything to me.
Right.
I hope you understand.
Yes.
How can I help others out of prison if I'm sitting in jail still?
Amen.
We must know we've been delivered.
That's right.
Oh, brothers, and there's just angel visitations come. Well, they do.
Yes, they do.
They don't have to, though. Let me help you understand what I'm about to say here. Oh, I need to feel the thunder and the lightning and the shivers. No, he could. That's fine.
Yeah.
But you don't have to.
That's right.
Well, doesn't this need to happen? No, you just need to have an experience.
Yes, yeah.
That is
right.
That's why Brother Branham, one of the probably most misquoted quotes I've ever heard is the Holy Ghost without sensation. Said the mystery of this day is the Holy Ghost without sensation. They don't read the rest of the quote that the power of God still lives in the believer, and you know, they go ahead and throw that out. No, it's not without sensation. We just lay here now. We've got the word. It's out without sensation. That means you don't have to feel chill bumps all the time. You can speak the word.
Yes.
Hope you understand. You don't have to feel the presence. You believe the presence, and the presence produces what the presence always had.
Yes,
sir.
These signs that Jesus began to do, and he still does.
Right. Amen.
I hope you understand the difference there. It's not the Holy Ghost without experience. No, no, sir. No, no. If you ain't had a day at Calvary where somebody died and somebody came alive, it's time to head back.
Amen.
Until that is accomplished.
Yes.
Excuse me.
Glory.
Otherwise, I don't know where you're at with God right now. Oh, everybody, we want to delve in and figure out about the foolish virgin in the tribulation period and how's this all going to play out. Just, I couldn't care less. I'm leaving.
Amen.
Yes. Is that all right?
Yes.
I'm not staying here for that.
Amen.
Now, God has opened His Word to us. These things are in there. They're given for us. But what's the revelation of today? Get ready. We're leaving.
Amen.
Get ready. Sorry. Oh, my. Well, there you go, Ellie. One more down. How many of those do you think I've gone through? Dozen? I lose them. I drop them in toilets. I break them right when I'm preaching. I still remember that day. I said, Lord have mercy. Did that really just happen? One of the things, you go to hit the poof. Of course, you get those stories come to your head, you know. When they dropped an axe in the water, you know, Elisha spoke and it came back. For some reason, I go, I don't need it that way. I just couldn't muster the faith for it just yet. You know, Lord help me. That's all right. Whew, didn't mean to get too sidetracked there. Again, as we approach faith, it's something that does get misconstrued a lot, as we've went over before. It becomes an intellectual thing, and I hope you realize that that's not the case at all. It is reality. And it's not only that, but look what the Bible said. It said, without faith, it's impossible to please God. Because you have to believe two things to get started. And this is usually when I witness to people, this is the two things that they can't handle. First, that God just is. Say, well, I need to see this. No. It don't work that way. You've got to believe He is first, and then He'll show you He is.
Amen.
They want, oh, I want the signs, and I want to see this, and I want to see that. I'm sure that's what they told Noah. Noah, when it starts just coming down, when I see it, I'll jump in there with you. I'll believe. But let me see the signs first. What did Jesus say? A wicked and adulterous generation seeketh after signs, and they'll get one. Right. But guess what? It'll be too late by that time.
Yes. Right.
Because as the Son of Man went into the earth for 3 days and three nights and came back up, they got to watch all that, but it was too late for them then.
Amen.
It was the same in the days of Noah. They watched and watched and watched. As we said, he preached this sermon 120 years. Yep. It's going to flood. Get in the ark. It's going to flood. Get in the ark. And we think, oh my, he must have had a real swelling ministry. Nope. When it was all said and done, guess who went in there? Him and his family.
That's right.
And this new Laodicean way of measuring ministries, we just said he failed.
That's right.
Isn't that right? Because you'd expect, no, you got your family to believe this nonsense, you know, because they're just following you. But nobody, you know, this church don't believe it. They don't really. They've been preaching that. They preached the flood's going to happen this way. And we'll be all right.
Come on.
Yeah. I won't go too many ways, but you know what I'm hitting at, that this word, if you just leave it the way it is, you'll come out right.
Amen. Yeah. Yeah.
That's good.
And that's when you know if you really have the right faith, because it just says what the word says.
Amen.
Talking to a Mormon one time, I hope you don't mind me telling some of these stories. Talking to a Mormon. I might have said it before, but I hope that's all right. We went through that one scripture. I don't know if you know anything about Mormon and where they pull their things from, but there's a prophecy. I can't remember. I think it's Ezekiel. Talks about a rod, and he says, you take this rod, and put it together, and you'll have one rod. Uh-huh. They said, and he stopped there, he stopped reading, and he said, look, see, that's the Bible and the Book of Mormon, and they came together, and now it's one. I said, well, that's fine and dandy, but how about we just read the next verse? Is that all right?
Mm-hmm.
Because actually, I believe Ezekiel asked, he says, what does this mean?
Amen.
Yeah. And I just looked at him like, and he says, I think you're interpreting that. And I said, I just read it to you. I haven't even elaborated just yet. And you're already, that's when you know somebody ain't got it.
Right.
Because you read the word and it offends them.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if that's you, you better be scared. I'm just going to say that way. It's one thing to measure, look at the word and go, it's right, but I just can't do it. That's one thing. It's one thing to look at the word and go, Lord, help me to do that. It's one thing, the Lord, I believe it.
Amen. Yes. Amen.
It's true anyhow. I don't need to see it. I don't need to feel it. I don't need to feel no rain. Noah didn't worry about no clouds coming around. He said, God said it's going to flood. I'm going to build this ark. Where does it say? He knew exactly the day it was going to happen.
Amen. That's right.
But he prepared for it.
Amen.
He prepared for it. And he knew, I've got 120 years somewhere around there, God. Because that's what you told me. That's how long you're going to strive with man. And I bet when he started, when he watched him coming, he said, oh my, the message of the hour. This is going to be wonderful. And isn't that what they thought with the prophet of God when he began to come on the scene? Oh my, droves and droves and droves. And I believe this, I might have this wrong, but just bear with me. Here, I believe Brother Branham was told one time, you have 10,000 following you. He said, that's too many.
That's right.
That's too many. Because it never ends up that way. That's what Brother Branham said. As you throw the net of the gospel out there, it just pulls in everything. And I believe in the days of Noah, it was the same way. Oh, I bet even had a little help for a while.
I bet. Mm-hmm.
And then they said, you know what? I'm tired of getting dirty. I'm tired of being on my knees and praying, Noah, come on. Can't we just sit at home and watch TV?
No.
Anybody? I love these kind of services sometimes. Let's just say this, it's free to you all, because I, Lord help me. You ever heard that song, Excuses, Excuses? I got every verse I could find on this. Is that all right? Can I go ahead and read some of this?
Yes.
Most of you know the chorus, I think. Excuses, excuses. You'll hear them every day. The devil, he'll supply them. Just from church, you'll stay away. When people come to know the Lord, the devil always loses. So to keep them folks away from church, he offers them excuses. The summer is too hot and the winter is too cold. In the springtime, the weather's just right. You got somewhere else to go. Well, if it's up in the mountains or down to the beach or to visit some old friend or just to stay home and kind of relax and hope that some of the kinfolk drop in. Again, that pulpit just ain't big enough. Well, a headache Sunday morning, a backache Sunday night, but by work time Monday morning, you're feeling quite all right. Well, one of the children has a cold, pneumonia, you suppose? Why, the whole family had to stay home to blow that poor kid's nose. On Sunday morning, the battery's weak and the old car just won't start. But pleasure riding Sunday afternoon is just won't run. But pleasure riding Sunday afternoon is just so much fun. Then you get back home Sunday evening, too tired to come to church. But you'll boost the car early Monday morning because you got to get to work. Well, the preacher, he's too young. Or maybe he's too old. The sermons, they're not hard enough. Maybe they're too bold. His voice is much too quiet-like. Or sometimes he gets too loud. He needs to have more dignity or else he's way too proud. Well, the sermons, they're too long or maybe they're too short. He ought to preach the word with dignity instead of stomping snort. Well, that preacher we've got must be the world's most stuck-up man. But one of the ladies told me the other day, he didn't even shake my hand. Well, the church benches are too hard. And the choir sings way too loud. Boy, you know how nervous you get when you're sitting in a big crowd. The doctor told you, you better watch them crowds. They'll set you back. But you'll go to that old ball game because you say it helps you to relax. Now the preacher begs for money, and he don't even work. Deacons are all hypocrites. Their duties they do shirk. And Sunday school teachers can't teach. They only make a mess. But you stay home to get your sermons. But you stay home to get your sermons off TV, I guess. And I wish I could really laugh, but I can almost go back in my mind and think, I've heard every one of these happen at some time.
Amen.
And I've seen it happen in my life and in my church. And but really, I bet when it's all said and done, Noah didn't play around with that, did he? It ain't time for excuses in the house of God. It's time to mean business.
Right.
It's time to say, I'm going to sell out to what I believe.
Amen.
Noah didn't halfway build the ark for 220 years. That was the focus of his entire life, was prepare the way of salvation.
Amen.
And we as a church of the living God, it's not time to let Laodicea affect us. It's time for us to infiltrate Laodicea.
Yeah.
I hope you ain't living in no Laodicean age, because I've been translated. I've been given the down payment of a new kingdom.
Amen.
And though my flesh has to stay here until it's all over, there's a part of me that's done left a long time ago.
Amen.
Noah and his faith. Look, I'm not talking about his feelings. I'm not talking about what he saw. By his faith, he was already saved.
Amen.
By his faith, it didn't matter what was coming. It's going to be here because God said so. But I will make it through.
Amen.
Before one drop of rain came down, Noah knew it's going to be there.
Amen.
But he knew, I'm going to be all right. So we study Noah. Remember, before I get too sidetracked, I'll come back here in a minute. As we study Noah, it is a sign of the end time. It is a perfect parallel of what it is now. Because Jesus says it in two places, Luke 17 and Matthew 24, that as the days of Noah, so will the coming of the Son of Man be. They were marrying and giving in marriage and doing this and doing that. And I bet that old woman would just sit at home on a computer and not take care of this. And the men wouldn't play with their kids. They'd be on this thing. They probably had something better than an iPad. It was probably just, you thought it and you could see it then. And all kinds of technology. Yeah, let's go ahead. Let's just put ourselves there. They had every entertainment. Oh my, they were watching that nuclear ball game. I don't know what it would have been, but it was probably a lot faster than what we got now. They had every distraction to man.
Amen.
And I bet the whole world, by the time 120 years was up, they had heard of Noah at some point.
Sure.
And even this message of the hour, now it's getting to the point now where there's so many voices, people can't even take enough time to type his name in a Google search.
Right.
But the world was affected by this man.
Amen.
7 years, or seven times, he went all the way around the world. And his name spread abroad because it wasn't him that they were looking at. There was something more behind that. And that's the way every message of God has. It's not that man, and this is what befuddles the believers or the make believers or the unbelievers, is that man is packing something.
Amen.
They can't seem to figure out what it is, because the devil can never know the plan of God.
Amen.
The devil can never know the plan of God in your life.
Amen.
Aren't you happy about that?
Amen.
When it looks like things are falling apart, it looks like that old ark ain't going to hold, something braises up and says, this is the word. It can't fail.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
You don't think Noah had some reasoning someday going, what am I doing out here? You know, I could be down there and having a good old time, you know, feeling good. And I'm out here sweating. I got my kids. As far as I know, it said that Noah was 500 and had all three. So they just grew up in the message.
Yeah.
And all they ever knew is build the ark. Isn't that right? Because the whole time was the message. Build the ark. Build the ark, boys. We're building the ark. And they just kept building the ark. But aren't you glad that even if you grew up in the message, you can still receive the message?
Amen.
They didn't go saying, hey, I need to go out there in the world and get a testimony. They said, no, I'll just stay right here with the word. Because that's a testimony in itself. Aren't you glad that some of y'all that didn't have to go out there and deal with all that nonsense, that God protected you from it? And aren't you glad even when you were out there, some of us,
amen,
God's hand of love grabbed you, yanked you out of there, and put you in the ark?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory to Jesus.
Let me just read a few scriptures. 1 Peter 3:19, speaking of Christ, says, by which also he preached, he went and preached unto the souls in prison who sometime were disobedient, when once the long suffering of God waited in the days of Noah. Why was it prolonged time? Why did Noah have to be there so long? Had nothing to do with Noah at all. He could have been ready right then when it started. It had to do with God's long suffering. And why do you think this message ain't just wrapped up just yet?
Right.
People want to fight and do, oh, it should have been this time in 77 and 2000 or 2012. And they'll come up with all these things. It should have happened already. It should have happened already. Maybe it's God's long suffering trying to reach out to that person's soul.
Amen.
The one that's trying to make fun of them. It's God having mercy on him. The reason this ain't wrapped up just yet. Because if you've received the Holy Ghost, I hate to break this to anybody's theology, you're already there.
Amen.
You ain't earning nothing. You ain't doing nothing. It's already been done. And you've been sealed into the kingdom of God. The same as Noah. When Noah walked into the ark, he didn't shut the door.
That's right.
God shut the door.
Amen.
Too many people in the message want to go ahead and shut that door. They're only, oh, it's over now. It's over. Oh, look, Obama. Oh, man, we're done. You know, that's it. Sealed off. There ain't no. Brother Branham gave us one thing to look for. He said all the rest fulfilled. Back in 62, 63, he said it's all fulfilled. There's one thing left, the readiness of the church.
That's right.
So that should consume our life. Somebody's not in the ark, that needs to be in that ark.
That's right.
The ark's fine, isn't that right? We've been given the pure word. It's laying there. It needs to be active in people's lives. How's that? The ark needs to get in them, and they need to get in the ark.
Amen.
That's right.
As the prophet said, we need to get the message, not just talk about it. Get in it.
That's right.
Amen. Apply the blood.
Yes, Lord.
And let the message live out.
Amen.
Too many people are in the message, but the message ain't in them. Because if you've got to go to church to get revival, if you've got to beg off this person and this person, look, the Holy Ghost is there. If you received it, ain't time to look this way, ain't time to look that way. And all you're getting on some devil's rabbit trail that ain't never going to work out. The Word's got it. The Word's got it. Noah wasn't looking for something else to get him out of that. He knew God's plan. It was standing out there, this big old thing that he'd been working on year in, year out, year in, year out. He knew that was the way. No other ways. The Bible says to grow in grace. Let me make sure. Not grow into grace.
Right.
Grow when you're in grace.
Right. Amen.
This fact that we grow in the Lord is just to mature us. It's just to make us look just like we're transformed from glory to glory into that image that you were predestinated to be.
Amen. Amen.
But the second it was quickened, God already recognized it.
Right.
Let me finish reading that scripture. It's by which he also preached unto the souls in prison, which sometimes were disobedient when once the long-suffering God waited in the days of Noah while the ark was preparing, wherein few, that is, eight souls, were saved by water. And as the prophet said, the water that condemned the world was the water that saved Noah. And that's why don't be surprised that the world's offended by this message. The same message that you and I were saved by, the same message that led us to the Holy Ghost, is the same message that will condemn those unbelievers.
Amen.
It won't be anything else. They won't have to hear a different voice. They done heard it.
Amen.
Even where the prophet said, I've already preached the trumpets to Israel in the seals.
That's right. Amen.
Because this message wasn't what just some brother like Brandon came up. It ain't just some new move. It is the Word.
Amen.
It is the Word of God made flesh again.
Yes.
You must identify that that Word was seeking that which could be saved. And the reason the Word got to you is you were predestinated for it. And if you can't see the predestination of God in your life, you haven't heard the message yet.
Amen.
If you're trying to do this, trying to do that, it's time to find the predestinated plan of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory to Jesus. Blessed be your name.
2 Peter 2:5 says this, and spared not the old world, but saved Noah, the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness. Remember, as we studied Enoch a little bit, Enoch wasn't a pushover when it came to the Word. Remember his sermon? These bunch of ungodly sinners with their ungodly deeds that they've ungodly committed, the Lord will come with 10,000 of his saints and judge all of them. You thought, oh my, where's the love of God, Enoch? He said, that is the love of God. Repent or die. It was the same in Noah's day. I'm sure they tried to talk about it, and I bet one of those days he said, you know what? This is it. I'm sorry. I know you don't like my haircut. You don't like the way I talk, but this is what God showed me. This is the only way of salvation. If you don't get into this ark that was constructed by me and my sons, you will not make it.
Amen.
Some of those doctors of divinity. I've been studying this before you were born, Noah. You preach it to us. Noah just throws his hands up and says, I didn't come up with it. God said it.
Right.
Nothing I can do.
Yeah.
He was a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly. Can I teach a little bit here? Is that all right?
Yeah.
Let's
yes.
go back to Genesis 5, and I'll try to wrap it up soon if it be the will of the Lord. Genesis 5. Let's see where Noah started off as. Let's go down to verse 21 and we'll read on down through here a little bit. And Enoch walked with God and he begat Methuselah. This verse 21. And Enoch lived 65 years and begat Methuselah. And Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God and he was not, for God took him. And Methuselah lived 187 years and begat Lamech. And Methuselah lived after he begat Lamech 782 years. And begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Methuselah were 969 years, and he died. And Lamech lived 182 years and begat a son. I love how the Bible knows when to stop and emphasize something for a minute. Before, marriage just begot, they lived this long, begot, but then it stopped and said, but Enoch walked with God. Then it got to this one. It says, but Lamech had a certain son. And we need to stop and talk about it for a minute. Enoch begot a son, and he called his name Noah, saying, this same shall comfort us concerning our work and toil of our hands because of the ground which the Lord hath cursed. And Lamech lived after he begot Noah 595 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Lamech were 777 years, and he died. And Noah was 500 years old, and Noah begat Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Now let me do a little math with you, if that's all right. Can we add a few numbers together? I don't want anybody to get too scared on me there sometimes. But that's Enoch. If you look there, Enoch was 65 years, and then he had Methuselah. Methuselah was 187, so keep that in mind. He's 187 years later, he has Lamech. Lamech, another 182 years later, begat a son, and that was when Noah was born. Add that together, you get 187 plus 182. Anybody know? 369. How long did Enoch walk with God?
300.
So before this whole tribulation was even coming into being, Enoch had done left.
That's right.
And I understand, and I hope this is okay to say, I believe Brother Branham to be the prophet of God, Malachi 4. And I understand that he's a man and can say things and make mistakes as well, if that's okay. I can show you quote after quote after quote where he said Enoch walked with God 500 years. That don't mean the Bible just changed all of a sudden. I think he just said a different word. It's all right. And there's quotes too, and I have one in particular, but he says it over and over again. He says, Noah was watching Enoch, and then Enoch left, and he says, time to get close to the ark. But as we just read there, Enoch was long gone before the ark even got started building on, before Noah was even born. But watch the years of this godly line. I believe this to be the line of the sons of God.
Amen.
If you do Methuselah's years, guess his last year was the year the flood came.
That's right.
I believe God took him before the flood got there. You look at Lamech, he only lived 777 years. Remember, at that time, that wasn't very many. He dies 5 years before the flood gets there.
Uh-huh.
You see how God took his saints away before the judgment struck down. And what are we afraid about? What are we afraid about? Oh my, the world's falling apart. Oh, they're going to take away this and they're going to take away that. I'm going to have to pay taxes on this. I'm leaving.
Amen.
I'm leaving. If you heard anything, I'm leaving this place. I ain't worried about it. Oh, I got this ache here and I got this ache here. I ain't living in this body much longer anyhow. Let's go ahead and pack it up. I'm living for another body.
Amen.
We took our efforts and quit working. I hope this isn't a rebuke, but I've seen it in the message here recently. It's everybody wants to be able to run 50 miles and be super slim, and they're just obsessing over it anymore. You know what it is to me? They know the end is coming and they're trying to live in a body that's eternal. I ain't trying to live in none. I'm going to get one.
Amen.
In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, at the trump of God, I shall become immortal. And I'm not going off the deep end. I don't think we should lay around and eat Twinkies and go to McDonald's all the time and do all that. But if we lose picture of the whole point, if we lose our eyes on the ark, we're wasting our time.
Amen.
Remember Simeon? He was going to see the Lord's Christ. He said, I will not die until I see the Lord's Christ. And you know, the old priest come up and said, Simeon, I think you ought to comb your hair this way and wear this coat. He said, it don't matter. I ain't worried about none of that. I'm looking for the Christ.
Amen.
They said, Noah, you know, you need to do this and some other religious act and act this way. Noah said, I don't care. I need to build the ark.
Amen.
And it's the same in this day. We don't need to do this. We don't need to do that. We need to, by faith, expect this thing to wrap up.
Amen.
We need to, by faith, to realize that the rapture is upon us. Mm-hmm. And it's been going on since the seals were opened.
Yes, it is.
As we just talked about Methuselah and Lamech. Saints, I believe that will go to the grave to get out before it strikes.
Sure will.
But remember, as the prophet said, he said, there might be 500 left. There's going to be a few. I'm one of them.
Amen.
Right. So there's only 500. That's a pretty proud thing to say, brother. No. God doesn't redeem me.
Amen.
God redeemed me.
That's right.
I didn't redeem myself. I'm already redeemed.
Yes.
I'm there.
Yes.
Amen. I'm there. I done heard from my theophany.
Amen.
I've got a body that every day I walk closer to, whether I want to or not, because there's a time I'm going to be there.
Amen.
So every day is one day closer to immortality.
Yeah.
Until we get that expectation and live for that expectation. You understand? Sell out everything until that's your life.
Amen.
Say, how, brother? We'll just keep on dying. Things the world want to come into strength, just keep on dying to and say, I don't care, devil. I don't care, devil. I don't care how innocently he has a pact in your life. It's trying to kill you.
Amen.
Isn't that right, brothers? Oh my, here's Thanksgiving and they're going to put on a football game and we'll, all right, we'll watch it. Worth with them. And before you know it, my, you're on the internet, you're checking this score and this one. Oh, I remember this. I remember when I liked them. And oh yeah, they're playing good. Look at that stat. And before you know every quarterback's playing. You know their stats. You know how far, you know how many yards they got. And boom, 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 boom. And you've just wasted how much time? Brother Andrew, confessional, if that's all right. Let's go ahead and die to that. Brother Andrew ain't here trying to pick you around, trying to get you saved.
Right.
And not even just that, just stay in the Word.
Right.
Just stay in the Word. Look, if in Noah's day, it didn't matter what Noah did. You could try to examine his life and say, oh, there just ain't no way. Look, he had the Word for the day.
Right.
Yep. If you didn't get in the ark, you ain't making it.
That's right.
People want to nitpick Brother Branham, like I just said, certain quotes like that. Oh, you know, he's false because he got these numbers wrong and this wrong and all. They never even heard the message. They done missed it.
That's right, yeah.
They done missed it.
Right.
You want to fight and stew about that, and they won't be around, unfortunately. Because what is it? The Bible already predicted this. He says it's Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses. So will these of reprobate minds, which means they can never understand it. You can preach it, you can say it, you can watch it vindicate you, they can live, it can heal the sick, it can raise the dead. It did time and time again. It could tell what the thoughts of the hearts was, and they simply won't believe it.
Amen.
Because there is a group that is predestinated to election. There's a group predestinated to destruction.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
In the days of Noah, I'm sure God wasn't surprised how many got in the ark. I bet he had it predestinated, don't you?
Yeah, right.
Think God was worried one of his children would have to go through the tribulation?
Nope.
Think he was worried one of his children wouldn't make it in that hard time? And we could type Noah two different ways. I understand that the ark is the word, and we need to be in the word, and it'll keep us away from the storm. But we also know that Enoch is our type.
Amen.
It's really the type of the bride that before this thing even sets in, before it's even thought of to start moving into action, she's taken away. That's what I live for. How many's heard of rapture in faith?
Amen.
And how many's heard that rapture in faith is so far up there, yes, you might as well just not worry about it. We'll pull those quotes. If you ain't got faith for a toothache, how are you going to have faith for it? And that's the truth. That is the truth, nonetheless. If we can't have faith to walk with God every day, in and out, that's the toughest battle right there.
Amen.
When things calm down, can you stay with the Word?
Come on.
When things are going easy, can you love God? I tell you what, sometimes people say it's hard to serve God when the hard things are coming on. I think it's hard to serve God when everything's going just fine.
That's right. Yeah.
Because what happens to man tends to think he can fend for his own. Isn't that right? Isn't that what happened to Israel every time? God would bless them because he loved them and take care of them. Before they realized, they thought, oh, all right, we can serve these other gods. We don't have to worry about really worrying about the temple and doing all. And what happened? Here come the destruction, right?
Yeah.
Because God is not mocked. Whatever we sow, we reap.
That's right.
Believer, not believer, Israel, not Israel, some other Egypt, didn't matter who they were. Even Nineveh, remember that when they repented for their works, God had favor.
Right. Amen.
And he saved the whole nation at that time. Absolutely. Let me read a quote out of here, if that's all right. Can I read the Church Age book?
Amen.
Amen. I feel bad about these kind of things because when I spent some time with Brother Samson, I began to realize how pathetic America's getting. Especially in the message of the hour, you know, as we, Brother Samson, we talked about it. He said he feels like he should be clean shaven over here just to make sure he don't offend any brothers. And I appreciate that out of him, but I think it's sad that we have that over here.
Yeah.
You know what happened when he goes back over there? They ask him, why are you clean shaven? You trying to look like a Hollywood star? So it goes to show, brothers, if we're going to India, we'll screw the beards out, isn't that right? But those just little things like that and fussing and stewing. And what is it? It's religion. It's religious again. And you've missed the message.
Amen.
You've missed it. If it's not the life of God in you that produces what you're living, you're not going to be there.
Amen.
Noah wasn't just building the ark just to have a good old time. It was the faith in him producing what the faith declared. And as we come into this end time, there's something has to be in you producing you getting from glory to glory, from faith to faith, closer and closer into that glorified body. There must be something in you driving you. Do you hear what I'm saying? It must be that. If it's anything else, if there's anything outside that has to come to get you to be, there's something wrong.
Amen.
There's something wrong somewhere. He that comes to God must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
Diligently, amen.
Which means if you give him your whole heart, you better not come away empty. That just shows you didn't have the right faith to begin with. Because God will reward a sincere heart.
Amen.
What's the message of the hour? Let me read this real quick here. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore. How many knows the next two words?
And repent.
Let me read this. This is the same message that John had as he cried out to that religious wilderness of Pharisees, Sadducees, and heathens. Repent. There was no other course then. There's no other course now. There's no other way to get back to God then, and there's no other way now. It is repent. Change your mind. Turn around. Repent. For why will you die?
Amen. Right.
Now, as many as I... Sorry. And now he says to his own, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten.
Amen.
And what I love about this, it's not our love that's in question anyhow. It's his love. As many as he, God, loves, he rebukes and chastens.
Amen.
The rebuke is to reprove. To reprove is to expose with a view of correction.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Chasten does not mean to punish. It means to discipline because the subject's amendment is in mind. That is exactly as we find. We'll get to Hebrews 12 in a minute. Let me skip down here. O little flock, do not fear. The age is fast closing. As it does, those tares will be bound together. As a 3-4 cord is not easily broken, they will have a tremendous threefold strength of political, physical, and spiritual, but satanical power. And they will seek to destroy the bride of Christ. She will suffer, but she will endure. Fear not those things that are coming upon the earth. For he who loves his own loveth them unto the end. Be zealous and repent. Now this false church has zeal. Listen closely now. This false church has zeal. Make no mistake about that. Her zeal has literally been that of the Jews. John 2:17, the zeal of thine house hath eaten me up. But it is the wrong zeal. And too many times I watch people, especially in the message, will judge a man's experience by how zealous he looks. It doesn't matter. If you leave the Word, you've left God.
Amen.
You can be as zealous as you want to. If the Word offends you, you've left God. Amen. Repent and come back to God, or you will not make it.
Amen.
Be as zealous as you can, fast as you can. Pray for as many people as you can. If you're out of the Word, you're out of God, and you're out of the will of God.
Sure.
It's the wrong zeal. It is for the house of their own building. It is for their own creeds, dogmas, organizations, their own righteousness. They have put the Word out for their own ideas. They disposed the Holy Ghost and made men into leaders. And don't you do the same. Don't make no man your leader. The Holy Ghost is to lead and guide you into all truth. They have put aside eternal life as a person and made it good works, or even church conformity rather than good works. But God is calling for another zeal. It is a zeal to cry, I am wrong. That ain't fancy preaching, but it'll save your soul.
Amen.
Now who is going to say that he is wrong? What is it that all these denominations are based upon? The claim of originality and that of God. They claim that they are right. Now, they all cannot be right. In fact, not one of them is right. They are whited sepulchres, full of dead man's bones. They have no life. They have no vindication. God has never made himself known in any organization. And it's the same in the message of the hour. If you make it a denomination, God will not vindicate it.
Amen.
Because you're dead and God cannot dwell in death. He dwells in life.
Amen.
They say they are right because they are the ones that are saying it. But saying it does not make it so. They need to vindicate it. Thus saith the Lord of God, and they don't have it. Now let me say this here. I don't believe that God is calling only the false church to repent. How many can now start identifying? So we're going to talk about the true church for a minute. In this verse, he is talking to his elect. They have some repenting to do too. Many of his children are still in those false churches. They are those whom it speaks in Ephesians 5:14, awake thou that sleepest and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee life. To be asleep is to not be dead. They are sleeping amongst the dead. They are out there in the dead denominations. They are floating along with them. God cries out, wake up! Aren't you glad even when you were out there, even when you were in the world, there was something that cried out, wake up!
Amen.
Not even come to life, you were packing life. Wake up! Yes. Know who you are! Yes. And I say it's the same today. If you can't see, you're the bride of Christ, but you've been born again, you've received the Holy Ghost. Yes. Quit worrying about the things of the world and looking around. God is still God. You are there.
Yes.
This message was seeking you as an individual, and that gives me something to praise God for.
Sir.
I don't mind repenting. It's my life anyhow.
Amen.
I have to die. I have to die for Christ to live.
Amen.
And sometimes I gotta look like a fool to do it.
Sure.
But it doesn't matter. It's the ark of the age.
Yeah.
It's the message of the hour.
Amen.
Be zealous and repent.
Yeah. Thank you, blessed Lord Jesus.
Don't we take that the wrong way too many times? God begins to convict us and we think, oh, we're done for. We ain't the bride no more. He wasn't coming after me anyways. I'm just Judas. I just walked with the message all these years and I'm just gonna leave it now. No, sir! As we've read the scriptures before, we love him because he first loved us.
Amen.
And if you can get past the old veil tonight and realize that it's not me beckoning to you, it's not me telling you to repent. The one that loves you
is telling you to do it.
Yes, Lord.
The one that loves you is telling you it's okay for you to do it. Yes. I actually want you to just do that. Yes. Don't try to earn God's favor back. Don't try to do enough good to balance out all the bad you did. You'll never get there. Just repent. And quit worrying about your neighbor. Quit worrying about somebody else's experience. I'm still waiting for one day we walk into church and everybody only sees God.
Amen.
Because we won't have to say, raise your hands. Hands will fly.
Amen.
We won't have to say, praise God. You are in His presence. What do you think is going to happen when we cross over?
Hallelujah.
I worried about you. I'm over there. I see myself. I can give God praise because He redeemed my life.
Amen.
When I was in sin and trespassing, He's the one who grabbed me. He didn't worry about getting his hands dirty either. He got ahead and put it in that bucket of sin I was in. He let his hands get dirty.
Hallelujah.
To the point where he went to the cross and became the dirtiest man to ever live on earth.
Amen.
In the eyes of the world. But we know inside of him was the virtuous, spotless Son of God that was packing you and I.
Amen. Hallelujah.
God is crying out to his people, stop disbelieving the word.
Blessed Lord.
You know what rapturing faith is equivalent to? Rapturing grace.
Amen.
Rapturing grace. Rapturing unmerited favor.
Amen.
How in the world could you possibly have the faith to get a new body if you're still trying to earn God's favor?
Uh-huh.
How can you earn it? How? I hate to break your legalistic doctrines, but you can't.
Right.
If your life for God, even what is the legalistic part of our lives, staying away from the things. If that isn't because you love God, stop it until you get the love of God in your heart. Then live for God.
Yes.
You can't cross bridges. You got to get to it there and then you cross it. Isn't that right? You got to put the cart before the horse. You don't want to do any of that. You want to follow the word exactly. And what's the first step in getting back into the presence of God has always been repentance by faith.
Amen.
Isn't that what Abel did? The Bible doesn't record Abel doing anything wrong, but he knew, I'm a sinner by nature. I'm a sinner by how we got here. We're all partakers of that first sin, but I'm coming to God. God has revealed His word to me that it wasn't fruit that got me out of this Garden of Eden. It was the blood, and I'm bringing the blood by faith.
Amen.
The Bible says by faith. It didn't say by any sort of holiness. It was said by faith. God decided to testify that He was righteous. And it's the same to you and I. It must be by faith. I pray you hear the voice of God crying out to you. I've given you the faith. Use it. Use it. Stop letting the devil push you around. Stop letting the devil say, oh, you know, just don't raise your hands too high. Don't give God too much praise because it'll expose him. We can't stick around in the presence of God. Do you understand?
Yes.
When we get into the presence of God, we forget all things of the world. The devil's not allowed in there.
Amen.
Because if he did, he'd have to come through the blood.
Amen.
And he can't, because then he'd be you and I's brother.
Amen.
I feel like preaching.
Well, preach.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let me read this countdown. Our Heavenly Father, you see their hands. I'm only responsible. Excuse me, this isn't the one I wanted to read. Down here, but think, this is the first seal, but think now as he wrote this, but when he started to write those seven thunders down, he said, don't write it. He's been commissioned to write everything he's seen, but when the seven thunders over in Revelation 10 entered, he said, don't write them at all. They're mysteries. We don't know what they are yet, but my opinion, they'll be revealed right away. And when it do, it'll give faith for that rapturing grace for that church to move out.
Amen.
We're looking, oh man, where's rapture and faith? Where's rapture and grace? It's already been given because when the seals were opened, all of Christ was exposed.
Amen.
And all of Christ includes you and I.
Yeah.
All of Christ, every attribute of Christ was exposed. It wasn't Andrew Kressel. It wasn't you and brother so-and-so. It was Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
God standing in a body of flesh. Not like the first Adam. Not like the second Adam that came holy from the womb, but a man that was rotten and dirty, but redeemed.
Amen.
You can visualize Christ, the Holy One. The capabilities of God, always in the presence of God here. Us, these terrible sinners. But this took this with no effort of its own at all and brought it here and held it there. People looking to get in the presence of God, and the way was paved 2,000 years ago. It's always faith in the word of the day.
That's right.
What does that scripture read? Let me read it real fast. I don't even know the passage. I just know it's on this side. If we say that we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, how many knows this is the light of the hour, the message of the hour? It is the light of God for this day. As we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. What one with another? Us in Christ. We have fellowship one with another. I pray that you recognize you are having fellowship with Christ every time you partake in the Word in any sort of way, even in the service, even when reading your Bible, even at home praying. You are walking in fellowship with God as you walk in the message of the hour.
Amen.
And what can God, what can Satan do against God? I hope you believe that. And I sometimes realize that that's why maybe the response isn't the way it should be. Do we really believe that?
Amen.
Do we really believe that if God be for me, who? No one can be against me.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
You know what? That even includes you.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
That even includes you, your own worst enemy. He can't stop it. Hallelujah.
Glory to Jesus.
If we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin.
Amen.
I'd like to share a little thing that happened the other day. This kid came to me. We were talking about being saved and things like that. They always want to say, well, we're all sinners. And I said, is that what the Bible said? It's like, well, everybody sins. I said, is that what the Scriptures say? Looked at me kind of funny because, you know, that's all they ever hear. We're all sinners. And well, yeah, in one sense, that is absolutely the truth. We all come short of the glory of God. But I turn over in the book of John where it says, whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin.
Amen.
For the seed of God.
Amen.
And he can't sin.
Can't.
That's right.
Woo! Glory to Jesus.
Even if it wanted to, it can't because it's against the nature of God.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen.
Now, I had to go back and fix something because he thought born of God meant he just... And it's true in a way as well. Born out of the womb. Which by predestination we understand. But look, it's got the only way you'll ever know your predestination is you're born again.
Amen.
And I went to him and I said, look, who's ever born again? I said, not just born, born again. Born again. Born of God. Has no sin.
Amen.
And what is God telling His bride now? All I'm doing is showing you what always was.
Amen.
What does the born again experience do? It is the personal revelation of Jesus Christ to you. And we used to think, all that meant, now I know who He is.
Come on.
I know who He is.
Yeah.
Do you see the revelation of Jesus Christ personally to me? And if I be in Christ, I've already been redeemed.
Amen.
Yes.
I've already come to judgment. I've already been accepted in the Beloved. I've already been welcomed right back to the throne of God. Because remember, Jesus Christ, He came on earth in the body of flesh. But after His ascension, where did He go? Sat right back down on the throne. He says, I came from God and I go back to God.
That's right.
Amen.
And what does the Bible say in the Laodicean age? At the end there, I'm just going to read it to you. Complete free sermon tonight. I hope that's all right. I believe God is speaking.
Amen.
How many can look past Brother Andrew and see the Holy Spirit trying to get something over to you? Bible says this, at the end of the Laodicean age, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne.
Amen.
Even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in His throne, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. There's only one person who can sit in the throne, that's God.
Amen.
Though my God be one, He's not single.
That's good. Hallelujah.
God became flesh in His Son, Jesus Christ. And we understand that that man had to walk just like you and I. Or God would not have been just for Jesus to be able to just walk around and just have superpower over everything, never feel any heartache, never have any pain. It wouldn't be right of God to let Him overcome and not do it the same way we have to. But He allowed Him to be tempted and tried every way, to the point where the devil didn't even recognize He was God. Even when He said it to His face, didn't He? He told the devil, He says, don't tempt the Lord thy God.
Uh-huh.
And He was standing right there because He was getting tempted by the devil. Even the devil couldn't figure out, and the Bible says even the princes of all the kingdom of Eve, they could never identify who that was, or they never would have killed Him.
That's right.
Yeah.
But that the purpose of God, according to election, might stand. They had to kill Him. 3 days later, He had to raise with every attribute of God within Him.
Amen. Sat down on the throne of God. But one day, those attributes had to be manifested.
Amen.
Because God did not desire just to let His Word sit there. He wants it to live. He wants it to breathe. He wants it to turn around and say, I love you.
Amen.
When you worship God, have you got to the point yet where nothing else matters?
Yes.
Come on.
Where you don't come to church going, oh, Brother So-and-so's going to think I'm raising my hands too high. I better just do this. Or just one. You know, they might think I'm getting religious. Not somebody that knows they're just in the presence of Christ.
Amen.
They don't mind. Because what does this mean?
Amen.
I surrender.
Yes.
I don't want no halfway surrender because that means it's half me still. Lord, I surrender. Say, well, I don't feel like it. What does the Bible say? Confirm the feeble knees and raise the hands. Give God praise anyways, because the Spirit of God is still here with us. Not by power, not by might, but by the Spirit of the living God are we going to overcome.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's stand together tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for enduring with me there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the presence of Him, I'm going to ask you to do something different. I don't want you to bow your head today. I want to see if you really believe the Word. I believe God wants to see if you really believe the Word. How many believes are predestinated, son or daughter of God, bought by the blood of Jesus Christ? How many of you believe that?
Amen.
How many believes, though you were in the world in sin and shame, darkness, God came to you and not only just said you were elected, but gave you?
Amen.
How many believes that?
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
What do you have need of?
Yeah.
It was all paid. It's all been redeemed. What are you? Can you confess it now? Look, you're not saying it to me. That's why I'm saying, I want you to believe this. Jesus Christ stands amongst us.
Yes, amen.
He's the one that says, ask anything that your joys may be full, and I will give it.
Yeah.
Jesus.
The devil tell anybody that this message ain't going to work, that this ark isn't the real ark. Tell me he's a liar. I believe the word saying, you're a liar. You can't do nothing to me. I'm done sealed in the ark. I got in here and before I turned around, God done shut the door. Satan, get out in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I appreciate that faith. Paul said, do you feel Paul saying you?
Yes.
Saying, come up. Come up, believe all the word. Don't worry about anything else. The days are coming. It's almost over. The tribulation will set in, but not for you. I'm going to snatch you away. What will it be when we get away? Oh my, just walking in those glorified bodies. Let's go ahead and bow your heads. Go ahead and give God praise. Go ahead and worship Him. Go ahead and pray to Him. Do whatever you feel led to do. Don't worry about anything else. We ain't got nowhere else to be right now. It's His presence that's here. You're a believer. Receive the word. May it change your life. May you have whatever you desire in the name of Jesus Christ. Confess His word. Say it with all your heart. Tell the devil to back off. He's a squatter. He ain't got no room in your heart. He ain't got no room in sickness. He ain't got no room in depression. He ain't got no room telling you you're lost. Tell him to get out. Hallelujah. 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 And if he's just rolled your heart so well, you just got so much joy, just go ahead and thank Him. Give Him some good hallelujahs and praise and watch the presence of God dwell every heart here to where the pillar of fire can move and change every life. That you won't have to leave the same. You won't have to leave fight, but you'll recognize the battle's been won. Oh, granted, teach one. I'm going to pray for this prayer cloth as we pray for one another. Pray for your brothers and sisters. Pray for every need that's on your heart. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for this time to be in your word and to hear you speak it and to teach it to us, that this ark of safety will carry us through, that Satan doesn't have a foothold on the bride of Christ. Lord, I pray for this cloth that in the name of Jesus Christ, as they took from the body of Paul, Lord, handkerchiefs and laid them on the sick and they recovered. May the anointing of God that abides in this place come on this cloth, that Lord, it might touch this soul and just bring healing to the body. I pray for this group of people that in the name of Jesus Christ, every devil will be brought under their feet. That Lord, faith will begin to rise in their soul. And they'll begin to realize that they have rights to every redemptive promise that Christ ever died for. Lord, I pray for them. Help each one. Lord, I ask you to help me, Lord, to be a true servant, to just die out to anything of this world, to die out to my own flesh.
And let the Spirit of God live. Let the Spirit of God move, Lord. That when we leave here, Lord, that we don't have a religious life. But Lord, that we have the life of God abiding in our hearts. That when we're on the job, it's not us creating an atmosphere, but it's You, Lord. It's Your presence that's there. That our faith in You have become one. That just wherever we are, You're there. Wherever You are, we are. Oh God, I pray for each person that they would have a personal saving revelation of Jesus Christ. To see that before the foundation of the world, we were in Your mind, Lord. And You were seeking and saving that which was lost. And You brought us back. Satan, take Your hands off the minds of the people. Tell them that they're lost in sin and shame. Tell them that they don't have redemption when they've received the Holy Ghost. You're a liar, devil. Get out in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank You and praise You. We just worship You, Lord. You're worthy of all praise and all honor and all glory. Thank You for Your Holy Spirit that's here amongst us, Lord. Let that Spirit, let that water just come and just bring life to the Word that we've heard preached. Lord, that we'll be just like Noah and just rest in the ark, knowing that no matter what comes on the outside, it doesn't matter. This Word that I'm laying in will hold. Grant it to each believer. Lord, and as we believe that door to the ark, that door of grace is still open, no ever so close to shutting. We pray for our loved ones. We pray for our co-workers. We pray for our friends and family. Oh God, have mercy on them. Lord, they don't know what they do. And help us to be the right kind of witnesses that, Lord, we won't lead them to just another denomination, but Lord, we will lead them to the life of Jesus Christ. That You can open Your life to them. And they can be born anew of the Spirit. Equip each believer by the Holy Ghost, I pray. We commit it all to You, Lord. Yeah. Believing and accepting, Lord, that what You said will come to pass. Yes. For we ask in that wonderful, all-encompassing name of Jesus Christ. Yes. Amen, Lord. Amen. Oh, as we stay in worship, as we just keep praising Him. Oh, let's just sing that together. You go ahead and do what you feel led to do by the Spirit. Just surrender all. Hallelujah. I don't have much voice. Just go ahead and praise Him now.
And I surrender all.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just sing that again. Sing that again now with all your heart now.
And I surrender
it all. Don't hold back at all. Give it all to Christ.
I surrender
all your heart, all your life. He's worthy of everything we have.
All to Thee, my
Jesus.
Blessed Savior, I surrender.
Oh, faith. Sing it again. Sing it again. Sing it again.
Oh, yes, I surrender all.
He's here, church. Don't you doubt it. He's right here amongst you.
I surrender.
Let Him change your heart. Let Him change your life. Hallelujah.
To be my blessed Savior, I surrender.
Yield yourself. Yield yourself. Sing it again.
Oh, I surrender all. Oh, I surrender all. All to Thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all.
Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Just go ahead and worship Him. He's worthy of praise. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
You're so worthy.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I feel led to stay in His presence because it's not me doing the works anyhow. His presence is here to do the work. He said, I set the Word and it will not return void. Let the Word do as He pleases. Don't reason with him. Just say what he says. Just do what he says. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of his presence. He doesn't hate you. He loves you. That's why he came. He came to hug you and to let you know that he doesn't want you out of his presence. He wants you right there with him. Not you and your husband, not you and your family. You. He wants you in his presence. Jesus, what an honor, what a privilege, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, praise you, Father. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Stay in worship, church. Just stay in that presence of worship. You can go ahead and sing and praise, whatever you feel led to do. Thank you, Lord. Oh, praise you. You're worthy, Father. Oh, change my heart, Lord. Make me more like you. Free from where I am and where I ought to be, Lord. I love you, Father. Jesus, I love you, Jesus. I'm sorry for my failure, Father. Oh, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. No, don't leave defeated, church. Leave in the victory of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The way's been made for you. Just believe it now.
I exalt.
Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Of honors here, church. We come so many times saying, God, bless me, bless me, bless me, but how about we just bless him, bless him, bless him. Lord, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, thank you. Hallelujah. I'd stop, church, but I don't believe he's done. He just wants to spend time with you. Just make it real personal. Oh, Jesus, thank you. You're worthy. I love you with all my heart. I want to love you better. I want to serve you better. I want to be more just dedicated to all that I can do for your kingdom. Lord, your mercy and grace that you sent to me. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Oh, praise you, Father. Yes, Lord. Yes. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Father. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's sing that together. To be like Jesus.
To be like Jesus. To be like Jesus.
If you don't know,
no more clouds in the sky, no more tears to dim the eye. All is peace forevermore on that happy golden shore. What a day, glorious day. Jesus, I shall see when I look upon His face, the One who saved me by His grace. When He takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land, what a day!
There'll be no sorrow there. Hallelujah, Lord.
And there'll be
no more burdens to bear.
No more burdens.
No more sickness, no pain.
No more sickness, no pain. No more parting.
And forever I will be.
And forever.
The One who died for me.
With the One who died for me. What a day. A glorious day.
Oh, believe it now. Believe it. Hallelujah. Worship Him.
What a day. That will be when my Jesus I shall see, when I look upon His face, the One who saved me by His grace,
As Dad plays again, let me just, if you have to get going, I understand, but I feel His presence still here. I feel Him still wanting to move. So if you want to stay and worship, I'm going to let Dad take the service, but I understand that, you know, if you've got to get going, I want you to be able to get going. So God bless you, saints. We appreciate everything that you are and everything that He is and all the wonderful things that have even happened in this service. How many's happy to God for His presence with us? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many can say that you heard from God tonight?
Amen.
Amen.
Praise His name. Not to prolong the time. So if you need to get going, you're dismissed in the name of Jesus Christ. You can be gone. Go ahead, sister.
While we're here,
yes,
in His presence,
yes,
I'd like for you to pray for my daughter, Veronica.
Amen.
You know, she's been deceived away,
yes,
into this Baptist system. And we want her back.
Amen.
Let's
pray with our sister. It's your daughter, Christ.
Yeah, Veronica.
That's right. Let's pray for her daughter. We know that the Bible says, "Thy in thy house shall be saved."
Amen.
We want to believe with our sister right now. I'm going to lay hands on her. We're believing that the Holy Spirit is going to another soul to bring that soul back into the kingdom. Remember, He reached you out of there too. He can do the same today. So believe with our sister. I'm going to pray. Just a simple prayer to Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we lay our hand on a sister. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, may this soul be restored back to the Word of God, that she wouldn't be deceived out in those things of the world, heading to no tribulation period. But Lord, that you redeem her and bring her back in the name of Jesus Christ. Satan, you are a liar. You have no power over this soul. We claim the soul now by the power given by the Word. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are defeated. Take your hand off her life, off her mind, off her heart. And may the Word just bring just new life in her and even in her whole family.
Yes, Lord.
Grant to whom we agree with our sister in faith as a body of believers. In Jesus Christ's name we ask it and receive.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Believe it now.
Amen.
Anything contrary is a lie. Thank you, Lord. Is there anyone else? Hallelujah. In the presence of Him, is there anyone else?
Amen.
As I said, you're already dismissed if you need to go. But if you, look, He's right there. You just reach your hand up and get Him if you need to. He's right there. Hallelujah. But that's fine. We can pray with you. Yes, yes. Let's pray for our brothers, your brother's mother. Heavenly Father, pray for Brother Thomas or his mother. Some just out there, we don't know where with you. But Lord, we know that you know. But in the name of Jesus Christ, Satan, take your hands off her life. Lord, I remember the day when I thought of heaven without my brother and just couldn't accept it, Lord. And you went out there and gave him the Holy Ghost. I believe for my brother now. Lord, he can't see heaven without his mother. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, may you get her soul out of all that darkness. And may she receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Satan, take your hands off this life. We confess it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen, Lord. Thank you for it, Father. Believe, brother. Don't doubt a thing. Don't speak the devil's lies anymore. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah. That's it, church. That's it. That's the Holy Ghost. Right in your midst. The Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Oh, praise His glorious name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I challenge you tonight. I could go lay hands on each one the Holy Spirit's dealing with right now. But if you'll let Him put His hand on you, it's the same thing. It's the same. It's not me. I'm not special. There's nothing different about me. It's the Master. It's the Master in your midst. It's His hand that touches. That's what changes things. That's Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Grant it, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ.
Don't wait too long, my people.
My love and mercy is still good.
Yes, Lord.
You have heard the story of the ark, and that story you already know. But the truth must be received in the way that it has been given to you in the light of this age. For that is where my salvation lies. It will not be a crowd of people. It will be a despised view.
Hallelujah.
Be sure that you are one of the few.
Oh, run it in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, Lord God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Father. Oh, we thank you for that, Lord God. Thank you for being honest with us, Lord God. Thank you for telling the truth. We receive your truth, Lord, in Jesus Christ's name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Worship any way you feel, Lord. Lord Jesus, have your way in each life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, grant it, Lord. Grant it, Lord. Strongholds have to come down in the name of Jesus Christ. Let Him take it. Don't hold on any longer. Let Him take it. Hallelujah.
I'm going to go to that funeral on Friday. You know, Saturday, but
Christ, may they be equipped by the Holy Ghost. You said, not by power, not by might, but by your Spirit, Lord. May the Spirit that they've received be able to proceed out, Lord. Pray for this brother. In the name of Jesus Christ, I know he's had hard road. But Lord, we know the elect cannot be deceived. No matter how hard it gets, Lord, you know how to take Paul and throw him right on the ground. Lord, I pray it's the same for this man. May he receive the word of this hour. May he receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. May he not be left here, Lord, for the tribulation and all the darkness to come. Lord, may he be one of the few to leave. Help my sister and brother to be a light for this dying soul. Grant it, Lord, we give it to you. We trust you, Father. And we ask you to give it to us. And we ask in the name of Jesus Christ. And trust him now. Believe with hope. The message of this hour and be ready for the rapture when it comes. We believe, Lord, we confess that Satan, you're a liar. Take your hands off God's elect. Jesus Christ, amen. We believe in the Savior. Amen. Believe in the Savior. He gives you your request.
Thank you. Brother around and knowing that you're just as tired of it too, Lord. For he's your son. You didn't reject him, but you accepted him. You put the robe of predestination on him and gave him the ring to your kingdom. Thank you, my brother. Equip him more by the Spirit. May he just keep climbing higher and higher with you. May the old man just rot away and die. Lord, and may you, the new man, Christ in his heart. And that soul, Lord, that was for 10,000 worlds that you sought out and redeemed by the blood. May he just walk in newness of life. Grant to my brother, even tomorrow, Lord, I pray when he's at the job, the Lord, you would just let the word live and prove once again that he's the Son of God. Grant to my brother, in Jesus Christ, and we pray, Lord. Amen.
Just worship him. Thank him for what he's given you now. Thank him with all your heart. I don't feel it. Thank him anyway. Thus saith the Almighty God, I've heard your cries, I've seen your words that you've spoken, and I have come to anoint that word. I've seen thy loved ones, I've gone to their souls, but I tell you that this day the lives have changed. that I have fulfilled my word in those lives, and thou shalt see the results of your heart's cry, that my word will not return unto you void, but it will accomplish what I have set it forth to do. And I call forth my sons and my daughters. Have not I told you this before? Have not I told you this before? Saith the Almighty God. I give you them. I give you them, saith the Lord God Almighty. Sister Bonner, confess Brother Eddie now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Confess it. Don't doubt it. In the presence of Him, don't doubt His word. Hallelujah. What more can God do? What more can He do? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You'll never be any closer to God until we cross over. Oh my, oh my. Heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Don't you love Him tonight?
I love You, my Lord, with all of my heart. You are my everything. You're the reason I sing.
Worship Him.
I love You, my Lord, with all of my heart. You are my everything. You're the reason I sing.
Let's sing it again.
And yes, I love you, my Lord, with all of my heart. You are my everything. You're the reason I sing. I love you, my Lord.
Just give the Lord a hand clap of worship and praise. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory to God in the highest. Glory to God in the highest. Glory to God, glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Three witnesses, let every word be established. Just to bring it to remembrance, I don't remember how many of you were there, but last year's New Year's, does anybody remember that prophecy?
Yes.
See, right now, he said, I give you your loved ones.
Yes.
I give you your loved ones, he said it a year ago. Yep. Came around to tell you once more, just in case you doubted. He gives you your loved ones.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
The joy of the Lord is our strength.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Oh, my. Woo.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
It's not my power, but not my spirit. It's not by power, it's not by power, but by my spirit. But by my spirit. by my, it's not by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord.
Get my hands, clap of praise. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Woo. Told one of my students today, said, if it goes past 9, it's a little unusual. I'm okay with that kind of unusual, aren't you? We didn't just have some 2-hour sermon, we just laid around. No, no. Holy Spirit showed up. I stay all night in Holy Spirit. Y'all wore me out there pretty good. Hallelujah. How many's grateful for the Lord?
Amen.
Just one last time. Give Him praise.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It's been good to be in His house.
Yeah.
It's good to see that the Word is still being made flesh.
Yeah.
And it don't fail. Well, I'm going to give the service over to Dad for real this time. You stay and worship as long as you want to. You need to get going. God bless you, saints. It's been good to be in His house. Love each one of you. God bless you. Go ahead, Dad.